Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast, brought to you by the Bowes Public Affairs Group at Bowes, McKinney & Evans. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Our guest today is Greg Krueger, the COO of Dream Nutrition. Greg, thanks for being with us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And let's get things kicked off here with a brief introduction to those who haven't heard about Dream Nutrition, or maybe even those that have, but haven't had a chance to really dig into your product line, the resources you have available. Tell our listeners exactly what it is Dream Nutrition does and what your goals are.
Sure, I appreciate it. Dream Nutrition is an Indiana-based, veteran-owned hemp company. We used to say Hemp Nutrition Company, and back in 2016 until 2019, I would have said we were a hemp nutrition company and that we were putting out CBD products and some non-CBD nutrition products as well. But 2019 opened many new chapters for us and allowed us to become what I now call a hemp company, or hemp company, hemp nutrition, general nutrition company. So our ultimate goal is complete vertical integration, to where we create a breeding program, generate the seed, sell seeds to farmers, use our own seed, grow our own crops, generate our own ingredients to use in all of our own end products. So that's the ultimate goal. But I'm mainly over the operation side and the manufacturing side. And so this year, besides getting our hemp license and beginning our outdoor plots and some indoor growing with the goals of a breeding program, we also moved our manufacturing in-house to where we can now source the ingredients and custom formulate our own products here in Indiana as well. So there's a lot of moving parts with us, but the ultimate goal is vertical integration and not just CBD, but all things hemp.
And a lot of people that produce CBD products out there getting their ingredients from elsewhere, as you guys have had to do up to this point. But the fact that you guys are out there actively growing your own hemp this year because the law now allows it, do you hope that that separates you from some of the other CBD companies out there?
Well, I think ultimately what it does is it allows us, as this industry grows, I think we'll see pricing changes. We'll see a lot of monetary differences occur. And to become vertically integrated means, I think, a lot more longevity to our company because of the cost of growing and creating your own products versus having to outwardly source everything. So I think that will help us stand apart, yes. But I think one of the big aspects in that vertical integration is just showing our dedication to what we're doing by being involved in every aspect and quality control.
And anybody that's trying to grow hemp this year has certainly been hit with weather issues, that sort of thing. So you guys have had obstacle after obstacle in your way. How has the weather hurt you this summer? Has it hurt you? I mean, now we've got some beautiful weather out there. It's been beautiful for a couple weeks here in Indiana, but we had the rains early on. How has the weather either changed your projection or your goals, or has it changed them at all?
Well, I think everybody would like to have the perfect season, especially on your first one. But we also look at everything happens as it should. So if we see that we have this weather, how do we monopolize on that? Well, there's a lot of data that can be collected, you know, from heavy rainfalls to dry times, different microclimates. We're planted in multiple microclimates, till, no-till, all kinds of different situations. Now, growing isn't, and farming isn't necessarily my biggest area that I focus on. Again, I'm over the operations, but I will say that, like everybody else, this year posed just obstacles that we needed to navigate. And it's a little bit early, I guess, to say. We don't know what our harvest is going to look like, but in the end, even if we harvest a little bit less, we have some data sets and some information that I think that can benefit us and farmers in the future.
Well, like everybody out there, you've got to start somewhere. This is the first year you've been able to do it, so it's got to be an exciting time. And again, we're talking with Greg Krueger, the COO of Dream Nutrition. And by the way, you can find Dream Nutrition on the internet at dreamnutrition.com, and that's spelled D-R-E-E-M Nutrition. That's dreamnutrition.com. So go out and check out their products and product line and what they have to offer there. And Greg, before we get back to your products, we need to hit on this big event you've got coming up here in Rushaville on September 9th, the Hemp Facility Day. You guys are putting that on. What are you looking for there, and how can folks get involved in that?
Well, what that'll be for us is there'll be multiple time slots where people can come through, sign up, and we'll rotate through our facility to be able to talk about different stages. We'll show one thing that we like to do at Dream is always be an open book and be transparent. So even when we first moved into our facility and things were a little bit a mess and we're just getting going, we always like to show people or be open for people to see anything. So we like that because it helps people understand where they can start and how they can move forward, and they can see the evolution. So we'll show some of that in our facility. Some places will be where we plan to do future projects. We do have an indoor place set up temporarily right now where we're flowering some of our mothers. We'll be able to talk about biomass drying, and we'll also then talk about the lab and our formulation of products in-house and what we're doing on the quality control side there.
And of course,
so it'll be,
oh, go ahead.
Just be a good educational event so that people can understand really from seed to end product on the CBD side anyway. What all is involved for us.
And of course, again, folks can get more information by going to the website, dreamnutrition.com. They can also go to the MidwestHempCouncil.com website as we keep up to date on the field days and things going on with the folks like Purdue University putting these on as well. So definitely an opportunity to get some education out there. We encourage everybody to do so. Now, Greg, let's go back to the product line, more of the operations side here of Dream Nutrition. Tell me again, what makes Dream Nutrition products stand out from the other CBD products on the market today, or what do you hope makes them stand out?
Well, one of our biggest products, our product lines, is what we call our Terpene Advantage Oil. And we know that with cannabis in general and hemp, there's multiple cannabinoids, there's multiple terpenes, and they tend to work better when you have what's called the entourage effect. More of them present, you can use them at lesser amounts, and they kind of work synergistically. This is our belief. And we've seen a lot of benefit in terpenes. And for those that don't know, terpenes are simply the components of plants that give them their smell. They're the basis for aromatherapy. They've been known to have anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal effects for human beings. And terpenes that are found in cannabis are not independent to cannabis. They're in other plants in nature. So when biomass, when the hemp is processed and dried and processed, most times when you get these end products, they really don't have any terpenes or very minuscule amounts of terpenes. So a few years back, what we did was we worked with a medical doctor to formulate. We picked six terpenes that we know have anti-inflammatory effects, and worked with a physician to formulate those at appropriate safe levels for people and add those back into our product. So our Terpene Advantage offers a zero THC terpene enhanced product. And for us, ultimately, what our goal is unique and different products. So we would rather see people doing different formulations, and they can work through us in our lab for private labeling, but doing different formulations aimed at different outcomes. And I think that's one thing with our products that stands out, is just something different than what everybody else has out there. Especially, we just launched a new topical that we're making in-house too. And it's got CBD, it's got a terpene, it's got arnica, it's a magnesium oil base, and it's got four essential oils. So it's really a powerhouse product with or without cannabinoids and terpenes involved there.
Now, Dream Nutrition just announced, for instance, I was on the Facebook page today. You guys just announced this week a new product, the 1,000 milligram Terpene Advantage Oil. Well, but you also have 250 milligram oil as well. Tell us about the difference in milligrams, and why do I need 1,000 instead of, let's just say, 250?
Well, everything has been an evolution for us. I have a shelf here in my office I'm looking at, as a matter of fact, right now, and when we started, we had products that had 40 milligrams. you know, this was years ago when we were trying to figure out, I look at some of these products and I laugh because now 250 is our lowest dose. Now, the 250 milligram has the ability to get great benefit for people. What we generally find is that people on the 250 milligram oil will take it usually two times a day. So if they're, or maybe they'll double up their dose. So if they're doing that, it's going to be more cost effective for them to hit the 500 milligram. But the reason we offer the 250 milligram is for people who have never tried a CBD product. It offers a cost effective point of sale where it retails at $45. And that's something that is bearable for most people in the market to try versus coming in and trying, say, a $95 retail value on our 1,000 milligram terpene advantage oil. So we keep the 250 milligram there because it is able to do a lot for people, especially for people who don't have massive issues. Maybe they're just using it for a little bit of workout recovery type thing. So that remains on the market. But the higher dose you go, what allows it to happen is a cost reduction and a cost per milligram savings for people. So their single bottle can last them longer and they're paying ultimately less for that. So if you look at the cost, the retail prices, 250 milligrams is $45. The 500 milligrams is 70. And then the 1,000 milligrams is 95. So you get a cost savings every time we bump up.
Yeah, it certainly makes economic sense there. Again, we're speaking with Greg Krueger, the COO of Dream Nutrition. Now, Greg, you guys do not have any retail outlets. People can get the product from the website, but you also wholesale to other CBD retail outlets throughout the state as well as the, regionally as well.
Correct. We don't do retail for one main reason, and that is because we prefer to support our retail partners and put business their way. So this has been a very interesting industry, one with ups and downs when it comes to credit card processors and merchant processors. So there was a time when 95% of our business was online, and we had an issue where we lost our credit card processor, and this forced us, the only way we could do business and stay in business was to start going face to face to wholesale accounts and getting payment through check and cash versus credit card payments. So what happened was these wholesale partners really helped us save our business. And so we have a lot of dedication and appreciation to that. So for that reason, we do sell online, but you'll never see us selling online. No one will ever walk into one of our retail partners and look up, see our product on their shelf, look it up online on their phone, and find that it's cheaper to buy it online. We'll always be priced at the same, but you'll have shipping charges. So we really appreciate and support our retail partners. And for that reason, we operate the way we do.
And that's a great way to make it fair for your retail partners, but still able to offer the product online for people who can't get to a retailer, yeah. Maybe locally, geographically, that sort of thing. And when they are these products all Dream Nutrition labels, or do you white label these products out to other retailers?
Yeah, so now that we are manufacturing in-house, we are opening up our private label opportunity for people to private label some of our products, or for an opportunity to work with us to custom formulate something for them unique to themselves. Me, I'm a big fan of custom formulation. Maybe a little bit more costly at times, but for me, I think it's much more beneficial for 100 people to have something a little bit different that may help somebody or, mm-hmm. Somebody a little bit differently than to have 100 people selling the same products with a different label.
All right. Now, Greg, you guys are out at the Indiana State Fair this year, showcasing your products at the Indiana Grown Marketplace. How has the public reception been of your products at the fair?
Yeah, so I haven't been out there yet, but Elaine, our director of business development, was out there last night, and she reported back that we've had some pretty decent sales on some things, and education is always key. So I think ultimately for us, if we can positively impact anyone, even if it's just one person, then it's well worth our time. And I think we've been able to help some people with education while we've been out there.
And
so
Greg,
it's always good.
And Greg, speaking of the education, I know one question a lot of people have, and I've asked this question of other guests. I've had this question asked of me when I've been talking about CBD to friends or other folks. A couple of questions that I get are, should consumers have any fears of the possibility of drug interaction when taking hemp's CBD products, whether that be legal drugs or illegal drugs?
Yeah, so the only ethical way to answer that question is obviously not being a physician. It's really hard to comment or generalize on any of that, but we always recommend that people speak to their healthcare provider. There are mixed reviews. I've spoken to different medical doctors who have different beliefs on whether or not CBD products can interfere with, mainly it's called the CYP450 system. It's a system, an enzymatic system that clears toxins and it's responsible for clearing a lot of prescription drugs. So if there is a possibility that higher levels of CBD can slow this clearing, then it would be very important for anybody who's going to take a CBD product, if they are on prescription drugs, to speak to their healthcare provider and make sure there's not going to be any interactions based on what they're taking. But not all prescription drugs are the same. Not all prescription drugs utilize the same metabolic pathways for clearance. And so to make a generalized answer to that would be impossible. And that's why I think it's just really important to speak with healthcare providers. And now, as opposed to 2016, a lot more healthcare providers are starting to realize that cannabis, whether it's medical cannabis or whether it's hemp-based cannabis products, are here. They're here to stay. They're going to continue to get better even. So it's very important for them to become well-versed so that their patients can come to them and they can be confident in those answers.
Do you hear from folks that when they go to the doctor and they ask their doctor, can I take CBD along with my high blood pressure medication or my high cholesterol medication or any medication I'm on? Do you find these people come back and say, hey, you know, my doctor didn't really know anything about CBD, so he said I better stay away from it because he has not been informed about it and hasn't researched it himself? Are you finding any blowback from the medical community like that?
We do have all kinds. I've done an education event where a physician who was adamantly opposed to CBD, and from his perspective, all of his points of view were valid, and I can appreciate that. But he was adamantly opposed, and he was worried about these drug to drug interactions. Then again, I've just spoken with an internal medicine doctor who thinks that this interaction with the P450 system is something that is non-existent and not a problem. So at the end of the day, we still have a lot of differing opinions. There's still a lot of research to be done and data to be looked at. And so I just think it takes patience on both sides. And just sometimes maybe even a second opinion, but I would never override a physician, because you never know, even a patient that goes to their physician and asks them may not have the best understanding and full understanding and be able to come back and tell me exactly everything that doctor was concerned about, right? Because there could be many different lab values this doctor is looking at that they're basing their opinion on. So I would never be one to try to override that, but I would always encourage people to seek a second opinion, because there's, like I said, a lot of opinions, there's a lot of data to be gone through.
And kind of along those same lines, what about veterinarians? Because we hear stories of dogs that have epileptic seizures and CBD has helped them. Have you had any blowback from veterinarians about folks giving it to their pets?
Well, I think the veterinarian society in general, that group would really like to be able to have more access to cannabinoid and cannabis products for animals. But currently, the last I knew is that these products weren't approved for animals, mm-hmm. and that the veterinarian society, that they're not even really allowed to suggest, go check out Dream Nutrition or go check out this company's products or try this dosage, that they have to completely and utterly stay away from any recommendations regarding cannabis at this time. So I think that that's even more strict with the vets, the rules there.
And how far out do you think we are as far as months or years on both the regular physicians and veterinarians having concrete evidence that, yes, CBD does help and is a value for the body?
I don't think we're far out, and I don't think people would probably tend to disagree. When you look at it, the body has an endocannabinoid system. We make these substances, these neurotransmitters. They help balance every aspect of our body. And then there's a naturally growing plant that has similar cannabinoids. They're just phytocannabinoids coming from a plant that can interact and help with the system that already exists in our body. I don't think anybody's going to argue the fact that the two seem to go together. The question is, how do we get from where we are to where we want to be? You know, when we look at these potential drug-drug interactions, is it the CBD that's the problem, or is it that we're taking too many prescription medications? Mm-hmm. Is it that we rely on our prescription medications more so to help calm us instead of taking ownership of our lives and maybe having some stress mitigation techniques like meditation or breathing techniques? You know, how are we addressing our diet? Because if sugar is triggering inflammation and we're taking prescription drugs to counter all the things that sugar is doing to us, you know, maybe we can change our diet. So ultimately, the more we want to integrate natural plant-based medicines into our lives, the more we have to take ownership of our lives, all of our behaviors, and bring ourselves off of those prescription drugs as well.
Well, especially at a time when we know there's an opioid problem out there, and the biggest problem is doctors have been over-prescribing that medication. So hopefully, as they wean themselves off of that, CBD will make more of a more noise in the forefront there. And Greg, one last thing here before we let you go. I did want to comment. We mentioned your Facebook page, the Dream Nutrition Facebook page. You guys have been doing a weekly podcast or live Facebook post on there?
Yeah, we've been doing 1 to 2 a week, and as a matter of fact, I believe we have a new one coming up today.
Yeah, and those are great. I've sat and watched those. I watched caught a couple of them live, so either I'm on Facebook way too much, or you guys are doing these a lot, and they're always interesting, and of course, people are sending their comments in live, asking the questions, and you and Austin do a great job answering those, so you know, kudos for that. It's really some informative stuff, and of course, they're still posted and archived there, so folks can go back and watch those, but great job on those.
No, I appreciate that. And education is something that's been our platform from the beginning, because we have to break stigmas. We have to be out there and educate. We need to be out there and have these physicians who have differing opinions, because it is only through opposing opinions that we can all grow. And I do want to make one comment too, as we talked about physicians and opioids and prescription drugs, and my belief of the overuse of prescription drugs is that we need to also have a lot of respect and attention and appreciation for our physicians, because our physicians have always done the best that they can with what they have.
Sure.
And cannabis in general and hemp derived products haven't been accessible to them to the point where they can use them. And they physicians really have to be ethical in what they choose and the data that they have. So I think a lot of physicians are really amped up to get more clinical trials going, to see more data, and to go with more natural products as well. So I want to make sure that we remember that those physicians, even as they're learning or becoming more versed in these cannabis products, they do have specific guidelines that they need to follow to ensure that they're providing the best coverage for our health. So much appreciation still to those physicians.
Greg, is there anything else that we need to add to this conversation that I have not hit on today?
No, I just, I think, again, education is key. We have a lot of resources on our website, again, at Dream Nutrition, DREEM, dreamnutrition.com, to look at the blogs in the videos and watch out for our live posts. We do those, again, because we want people asking questions and transparency and being able to educate. So that's really what we're here for.
All right, Greg, thanks for being with us this week. And that is going to do it for our show. We certainly hope you've been both entertained and informed. And if you'd like more information, go to our website, MidwestHempCouncil.com, to find out how you can get involved in the many facets of hemp in Indiana, as well as the entire Midwest. The MidwestHempCouncil.com podcast is brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney & Evans. Thanks again for tuning in, and remember to tell a friend about the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. We'll see you next time, everybody.